Nisechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches, four lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, we saw that there are two different ways to understand the word Moshev that says in the Torah. Either we could understand that the Lashon Moshev that the Torah tells us is teaching us, Kol Mokum Shatim Yoshmin, that any place that a person will dwell, and it doesn't make a difference if a person is in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz, the mitzvah would apply. Or we could say that the Lashon Moshev is telling us that the only time that this mitzvah applies is only in Eretz Yisrael, and only after Kibush V'chiluk, after Yeshua went in Territzol, and he conquered all the lands, and then he split it up between the Shvatim. And of course, this only occurred 14 years after they came in Territzol. And our Gemara now begins, Bishlim Lamada Om, Moshev, Kol Makum Shatim Yeshua Mashma, that it makes a lot of sense according to Lamada Om that states, when the Torah says the Lashon Moshev is teaching us that the mitzvah is relevant in any place that a person dwells, and it doesn't make a difference if they're in Territzol or if they're in Chutz La'aretz. And we saw this is a sheet of Rabbi Lezer Mishnah that stated that Kaddish applies even in Chutz La'aretz. And as we saw, Rabbi Kiva explained on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, when this Torah states Lashon Moshev B'negei Chadash, it refers to any place that a Jew lives, and it doesn't make a difference if he lives in Eretz Yisrael or if he lives in Chutz La'aretz, and Hayinu D'chsiv, and therefore it makes a lot of sense that the Pasuk states in Yeshua in Parakei, Vayeklu Ma'avor Aretz Mimachos HaPesach, Klal Yisrael ate from the produce of Eretz Yisrael from the day after Pesach, referring to Tes Zayin Nisan. And as the Gemara explains, that although Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael and they passed over the Yarden on Yud Nisan, still, they weren't able to eat from the produce of the land until after Pesach. They only started eating from the produce of Eretz Yisrael on Tes Zayin Nisan, but prior to Tes Zayin Nisan, they couldn't eat from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, and it must be because Chodesh was Noig, and therefore they had an Issa to eat any produce of Eretz Yisrael prior to being Makar of the Karban Oima. As the Gemara explains, Alma, and we continue on Daf Lamed Chesam Nalf, Akrav Oima Vahada Ocho, that they first had to bring the Karban Oima on Tes Zayin Nisan, and only after that point were they able to eat any of the chadash, and that's why they couldn't eat from the new produce until Tes Zayin Nisan. The Gemara continues, El Lamanda Amar La'achi Yerusha V'Yeshiva, but according to the Manda Amar hold that when the Torah states Moshev, it is teaching us that the only time that the mitzvah is chal and the mitzvah is relevant is only after Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they inherited the land and they settled the land, meaning after Kibush V'Chiluk, Nechal Alta. So why'd they have to wait until Tes Zayin Nisan in order to eat from the new produce? The mitzvah of Chadash did not apply until after Kibush V'Chiluk, and that didn't happen until 14 years later, and therefore they should have been able to eat immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael, and they should have been able to eat from the new produce from Yud Nisan. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami they really could have eaten from the new produce immediately upon entering Eretz Yisrael, but technically that they did not need any produce. And as Rashi tells us, and as we'll see in the Gemara, that they had enough mun that was left over in their kelim, and therefore they didn't need any other food until Tes Zayin Nisan, as the pasuk states to Mishalach, who Bnei Yisrael ochus haman abayim shana, that Bnei Yisrael ate the man for 40 years, abayim el eretz nishavas, until they got to an inhabited land, as haman ochlu, they ate the man abayim el ktei eretz kanan, until they got to the edge of Eretz Kanan. And Rashi explains when the Torah states that they ate the man until they got to eretz nishavas, well, eretz nishavas refers to inhabited land, and that is teaching us that this land was more choshev than the lands of Sichon Oig, and is referring to Eber Yarden and forward. We know these lands, as compared to Sichon Oig, were considered inhabited, as Moshe Rabbeinu stated, Eber Nov, Eretz Haaretz HaTeva, Asher Be'Eva Yadin. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu called this land Toiv, and Moshe was already in Eretz Sichon Oig, and when it states in the Pasuk that they ate the man until they got to Ktzei Eretz Kanan, that's referring to Avos Moav, where Moshe Rabbeinu died, which is Eretz HaMeri, which is the lands of Sichon Oig, Vas Yadin, Shuktzei, Knesses Eretz Kanan, and that's on the edge of the Jordan, which is right at the edge of Eretz Kanan. So Lachir, it is a steer in this Pasuk, as Ef Shalom Ad Bayim El Eretz and Shavis, you can't say that they eat the man until they got to Eretz and Shavis, until they already passed over the Aden, Shekvan Nemel, Tzei Eretz Kanan, as the Pasuk already states that they only ate the man until they got to the edge of Eretz Kanan, which refers to Eretz Amari, Ef Shalom El Tzei Eretz Kanan, and you can't say that they only ate the man until Eretz Amari, Shekvan Nemel Ad Bayim El Eretz and Shavis, as the Pasuk states that they ate the man up until the point that they already went and they crossed the Aden, and therefore, how could you explain the Pasuk, Beshiv Ba'adam Is Moshe, that as we will see in a moment, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, or Pasuk Mon Malayrid, at that point, since the Mon came, Beschus Moshe, so the Mon stopped from coming, and they had leftover Mon, and Klal Yisrael was able to survive on the Mon that was left over in the Kelim until Tes Zayin Nisan. That is why, that although according to the Mandama that says, when the Torah states Moshe, it means La'ach Yerusha V'Yeshiva, and really there was no Issa to eat Chadash, however, Klal Yisrael did not need Chadash at that point, and until Tes Zayin Nisan, they were able able to subsist on mon itself. And of course, we see over here how choshev the mon was, that even though they had regular tefuah, they wanted to eat the mon itself. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another brisa, Ubnei Yisrael achol simon abarim shana, that Klal Yisrael ate the mon for 40 years. V'chi abarim shana achlu, did they really eat the mon for 40 years? V'aloi abarim shana choshev shlesh minayim achlu, they only ate it for 40 years, minus 30 days, as they started eating the mon on Tazayin Ir, and they only ate it until Tazayin Nisan. And we know they ate it until Tazayin Nisan from the pasuk that we just had, and we know that they started at Tazayin Ir, as Rashi brings down that the pasuk states in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayisu Me'ilim Vayavo Kol Adas B'Yisrael El Midbas Sin Asher Bein Eilim Vbein Sinai B'Chamisha Asir Yom L'Chodesh Hasheni. And then it says B'Shifteinu Asir Abasa V'Ksiv Hinei Matir Lachem Lachem Alma B'Shisha Asir B'Ir Haman Hisgalerid. We see that they only received the mon starting on Tazayin Ir, and based on this question, the Brice teaches us Elim L'Chodesh teaches us Uga Sheitzu Mitzrayim Tamu Behem Taman, that even the ugas that they took out of Mitzrayim tasted like the taste of mon. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach Asam Agarius Tani Rabbanu. We learned in Brisa B'Shiv Ba'Adam Mis Moshe U'B'Shiv Ba'Adam Noilad. Not only did Moshe Rabbeinu die on Zayin Adar, but he was also born on Zayin Adar. Minayin Shebeshiv Ba'Adam Mis. And how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar? And then, as the pasuk in Vezayis Bracha states, Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu died over there. And as the pasuk states, that was Be'eretz Moav Al Pi Hashem V'Ksiv. And then the pasuk in Vezayis Bracha states, Vayifku Bnei Yisrael Moshe Ba'Avos Moav Shloshim Yoyim, that Klal Yisrael cried for Moshe and had a bailus for Moshe in Avos Moav for 30 days. And then V'Ksiv, it says in the first pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Vayir Achri Moshe Eved Hashem, that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, then the next pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi Meis, my servant Moshe died, but after Kumavor, that you should go and take Eretz Yisrael across the Yarden. And Viksiv, and in telling Yeshua to prepare to cross the Yarden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you should go and tell Klal Yisrael, Ivru Bekarva Machna V'Tzav V'Sarom Lema Hachinu Lechem Tzedah Kiba'i Shosh Yermim Atem Ivru Mes Yarden, that you should prepare for themselves provisions, as in 3 days they will be crossing the Yarden. Viksiv, and the pasuk states, for Am Olam in Yarden Be'esel L'Chedish Rishon, and the pasuk tells us in Perek Dalin in Yeshua that the nation crossed over the Jordan River on the 10th of the first month, meaning on Yud Nisan. Therefore, we make the cheshbon, same hand, Shleshim and Shleshim Yom Mafeya, if we go back 33 days, as we had the 30 days that they cried for Moshe Rabbeinu, and then 3 days that they prepared in order to cross the river, Halamata Shabashiva Ba'adam Mes Moshe, and therefore, if you make the cheshbon, it comes out that in Zayin Adar Moshe Rabbeinu died. And Rashi makes the cheshbon, Vehin Asar de Nisan, he had 10 days in Nisan, the Esim Gimel de Adar, and 23 days in Adar, the Mafreya, if you count backwards, Vu Shiva Ba'adar, Vav Yom Avru Menu, Ve'esem V'Shleisha, Harechav Tes, She'adah Chasu, Adah had 29 days. And the Gemara continues, U'minayin Shebeshiva Ba'adah Ne'ilu Moshe, so we see that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adah, but how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adah? And then, as the Pasuk states, in Pashas Vayilech, Vayim Aleim, Ben Me'ev Esem Shana, Ne'chiyayim, Le'ukhaloi, Glatzi Silvalavei, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, and I am 120 years old today, and I can't continue to lead you. And the Gemara is Medayik, She'in Tamalei Me'ayim, the Pasuk didn't have to tell us that today I'm 120 years old, and why does it say that I am 120 years old today? And the Gemara tells us, Malamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mal Shnei Seim Shel Tzadikim Yom L'Yom Chodesh L'Chodesh. So we see from here HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he counts up the years of Tzadikim for every single day and every single month, and he makes sure they have complete years. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Pashat Mishpatim, Es Mispa Yomecha Malei, and as Rashi says in Masechta Saita, that Yom Malu Yom Yishnosai, that today is the day that I completed my years and my days. And since we just proved that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, therefore clearly Moshe Rabbeinu must have been born on Zayin Adar as well. And before we continue, let's go through some of the points that Taisus makes. So on the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Taisus points out, although we explain when the Gemara stated Mimachzah Pesach, it's referring to Tes Zayin Nisan, however Taisus brings a question from Avram Ibn Ezra, that how do you say Mimachzah Pesach means Tes Zayin Nisan? Possibly the word Mimachzah Pesach means from the day after the Shechitas HaPesach, which would be on Tes Vav Nisan. How do we know that they waited for the Omer, as maybe they ate this Tzuah even prior to bringing the Omer? Ayin Taisa Day brings from Rabbeinu Tam that in Chanami Mimachos HaPesach means 15th of Nisan, and Ayin Sham, how he learns the Agamara, and then he brings from the Ri that in Hida Ba'am Mimachos HaPesach Havi Tesvav, that although generally we know that the word Mimachos HaPesach refers to Tesvav Nisan, however over here it's referring to Tesvav Nisan, V'Lashon HaTerah L'Chud, V'Lashon Nevi'im L'Chud, V'Lashon Chacham L'Chud, even though in the Torah the Lashon of Mimachos HaPesach refers to Tesvav Nisan, however in the Navi and Yeshua when it states V'Yachlum HaBar Earth Mimachos HaPesach, it's referring to Tes Zayin Nisan. And Taisus explains, but the Gei Yeshua, when it says Mimachos HaPesach, it's referring to Mimachos Achilas HaPesach, and that's of course Tes Zayin Nisan. And in Pashas Masai, when the Torah states Mimachos HaPesach, it's referring to the day after the Shechitas HaPesach. Ayin, and Taisus cases. Also at the top of Daflam and Chesed Menalf, when the Gemara stated Akrav Oima v'Hoda Achol, we understood that it meant that in the time of Yeshua they brought the Karban Oima. However, some Rishonim learned that they did not bring a Karban Oima as they weren't able to bring an Oima at that point, and therefore they learned when the Gemara says Akrav Oima, it means that since we could bring the Oima on this day, therefore immediately in the morning there was already a Heter to eat Chadash, which would be based on the Sheet of Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, which is found in the Gemara Menachas on Daf Samaches. And Taisus at the top of Daf Lamed Ches brings from the Yishalmi that Lomalei Achlu Matzah Mechadash, that even according to the Man Amar that says that there was an Issa Chadash at that point, but why didn't they eat the Matzah from Chadash? The Yavai Asay, the Erev Teklu Matzahs, the Yitch Loisa say the Chadash, and Lachay which say that the Essay of the Chilus Matzah should be Dech Loisa say of Chadash, and with Taritz and Yishalmi gives two Tirutim. Number one, the Ina say the Kredim Adiba, Dech Loisa say the Achadiba. Number one, the Mechadash, the Klal of Essay Dech Loisa say only applies to Nasay and Loisa say that were given by a Kodesh Baruch Hu at the same time. However, an Asay that was given prior to Matan Torah cannot be Deicha Loisa say that was given after Matan Torah, and since the Asay of Achilles Pesach was given while we were in Mitzrayim, therefore it cannot be Deicha the Loisa say of Chadash, Inami, and then the Yerushalmi states, Yeshleima, the Xeric Sayyid Rishon, or to Kazayah Sheni, Ayin and Taisis. And Taisis in the second Taisis of the Amid, he asked the Lachari, why did Gemara go through a Cheshbon based on the Pasuk of Mishalach and the steer between the words of Eretz Nesheves and El Xeric Canaan, and that's the way we prove that Klal Yisrael ate the man until Tessayin Nisan. Lachari, it is a Mefurish Pasuk in Yeshua and Perakei, as the Pasuk states, V'yishbe Saman, Mimachza Pesach, V'lehoi Oyle, B'nei Yisrael Man, Almud Ad Hashta, Havalu Yisrael. And Taisis says, V'shem, Manichle, Lemidrish, Medivri Torah, that the Gemara wanted to bring a drush from the Torah and didn't want to rely on a Mefurish Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, which is in Navi. Also, although we learned our Gemara, like Rashi, that when the Gemara stated Abayim Alert and Shavis, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael proper, and the part of Eretz Yisrael that's already on the other side of the Yarden, and when the Pasuk states Al Tzer to Canaan, it's referring to the edge of Eretz Canaan, which we would call Transjordan. However, Taisus and Diba Maskal Abayim Alert and Shavis brings the Yesh Mefarshim Ipcha, the Eretz and Shavis, Hainu Eretz Sichem Oy, the Karlein and Shavis, Lefisha Krevel and Midbar, as it's comparing it and contrasting it to a Midbar. The Pasuk is telling us that until that point they were in the Midbar that didn't have inhabitants, and now they got to a Yishuv that had inhabitants. V'ktzei Eretz Canaan, Hainu Seif Eretz Canaan, and when we talk about Ktzei Eretz Canaan, that's referring to the land once you got over the Yarden and once you got into Eretz Yisrael proper. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to our discussion in B'negei the Mitzvahs HaTluyas Baretz. Tani, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai Oima, Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai teach us Shalosh Mitzvahs in Tzav Yisrael B'chlitzas Laretz, with three mitzvahs that became relevant to Klal Yisrael once they came into Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi says, Shalosh Mitzvahs Chodesh V'or L'V'Klayim B'chlitzas Laretz Shorei B'midbar L'Yizor V'L'Katzu V'L'Natu. These mitzvahs weren't relevant in the Midbar until they got into Eretz Yisrael, when the Haggas Bein Baretz Bein Mechutz Laretz, but once they became relevant, then they were noyig both in Eretz Yisrael as well as outside Eretz Yisrael. V'Hadin She'inagu, and it's proper that they should be noyig. As Rashi explains, that certainly Chodesh is noyig, as the Pasuk states that it's noyig B'Meshvei Seichem, and as we learned before, that Meshvei Seichem refers to any place where a person lives, and that's referring to Chutz Laretz as well, as we saw beforehand from the Pasuk in Pashas Emma, but the Geir Chodesh, that the Torah states, V'lechem Mekoli V'Kam Eloi Seichlu Ad Etzem Yem Ezeh Ad Avyechem Es Karbon Alekechem Chukas Eilom Deir Seichem V'Chol Meshvei Seichem. And as Rashi points out, that although B'Negeir Orla and Klein, we don't have a Pasuk that's Mefurish, however, as we'll see in a moment, Rab Shimon Ben Choy will learn this out of a Kavol Chaymah, and that's why the Gemara says, V'hu HaDin She'inagu, that will be Noig based on a Din and based on a Kavol Chaymah. And the Gemara now brings down the Kavol Chaymah, U'mach Chodesh Eini Suri Yisraelam, that Madda Chodesh, whose Issa is only on the 16th of Nisan, and not afterwards, as the Pasuk states, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh. And number two, V'eini Suri Yisra'ana, as Rashi states, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtos Menachos, Koytzel L'Shachas U'Meichel Behemah, even prior to Tes Zayin Nisan, you could feed your behemoths with Chodesh. Number three, V'yesh Heter L'Yisur, it is another Kula that is also a Heter for Chodesh, even on the same day, as Rashi states, B'yom Shisha Asa Atzmai, on the 16th of Nisan itself, Yisur Nitim Yesh Oyim Akarev, if you brought the Karban Oyim, you could already eat from the Chodesh, and Noy Be'im Ba'arz Be'im Chutz Laretz, and even so, the Torah is Machmir, and it says that the Issa of Chodesh applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz Laretz itself. So Klaim Shisur Nisraelam, Yisur Nisanov, Ein Heter L'Yisur, so Klaim, which is more Chomer and Chodesh, in all three categories, the number one's Asa forever, as once something becomes Klai Akarim, it never could become Mutar. Number two, we know that Klai Akarim has an Issa Na. Number three, there'll never be a Heter for its Issa, so Ein Din Shinago Be'im Ba'arz Be'im Chutz Laretz, then certainly the Issa of Klaim should apply both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz Laretz. Reb Shimon Ben Chai continues, V'hu Adin La'Arla B'Shtayim, and we also should say that Arla will be Asa not only in Eretz Yisrael but also in Chutz Laretz, based on the fact that it's more Chomer than Chodesh in two different points. as Rashi says, Afa Olabo Bekavachim is there, Bishnei Chachois, Afa Pisha Shlishi Inba, that even though the third din doesn't apply to the case of Allah, She'ini Suri Issa Ilam, as Lemaisa, the Issa of Allah doesn't apply forever, as even though the tree is Asa on the third year, but once it goes into the fourth year, it becomes Mutta. You can take the Paris of the fourth year into Yushlaim and eat into Yushlaim, or you could be paid to the Paris and eat it anywhere. Although regarding that din, it's not more Chomer than Chadash, Miu Issa Nohu, Lemaisa, the din of Allah is that it's Asa Bana, Be'in Loheta, Betechim Yisuri, and during the time that it's Asa, and during the time that is Allah, there is no way to make it Mutta. Since we see that Allah has two Chumras that are more than Chadash, so if Chadash has a din that's Asa both in Eretzal and Chutzlarts, so certainly Allah should be Asa both in Eretzal as well as in Chutzlarts. Let us point out that Taisa states that She'in Yisuri is Sa'ilam, and he brings from Rashi that Kol Tazayim Bilbad, that the only time you Asa B'negei Allah is only the entire 16th, V'yeshetel Yisuri, Shabiyim Tazayim Yisuri Nita, Im Oyer Kard, that once you bring the Oyer on the 16th of Nisan, then you could eat Chadash. Taisa points out that this Shita is going according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda that learns in Masechus Menachos that if you don't bring the carbon Omer, then the Chodesh does not become Mutter until the end of Tezayin Nisan. And there is a man, the Omer, that states that if you can't bring the Omer for whatever reason, for example, after the Churban Abayis, then the Chodesh becomes Mutter once it was Heir Mizrach, once it's already the morning of Tezayin Nisan. Also, Ayin Taisa Dira Masal Vuhadin La'ol Bishtayin, that he points out that Rashi explained that Chodesh is Eini Suri Issa Ilam, that the Issa doesn't continue forever, as Chodesh itself could become Mutter at some later point, as once it's after Tazayin Nisan, then that Chadash will become Mutta. Rashi therefore explained when the Gemara said, "Vuhu adin la'ol b'shtayim," that l'maisa ol is similar to Chadash, that any suri is oilam, the mutaris b'shanar vias, as it becomes Mutta once it's already the fourth year, and it's already netter vai. Be'yon tam, yes, and Rashi, the l'chayr, how can you say that's what it means when it says any suri is oilam, but l'maisa, the actual fruits that grew during the year of Allah, definitely would be usled forever, and l'chayr, that should be considered suri is oilam, ve'in l'heta, and never has a heta, and even though fruits that grow in the fourth year are mutter, certainly fruits that grew in any of the first 3 years will always be asa, will never have a time that those fruits themselves will become mutter, and therefore Ayin and Taisis, they brings a pshat from Rabbi Yonatan, to Arlazu, Bishonar Vias Kama, that when referring to Arla in this case, we're talking about Netter Vai, and Netter Vai is also asa based on the fact that it is considered Arla until you poyder those peiros. From that point forward, then those peiros will be mutter, and Ayin Ritva, who explains Taisis further, and also Ayin and Taisis, we brings two other pshatim as to how to learn our Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon argues on his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon will teach us that although my father says that the exception to the rule to those mitzvahs that tzuyas ba'aretz and noig b'chutzlaretz are chodesh orla and klayim, however, I disagree with that point. And as Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon continues at daf lamed chesed beis, that kol mitzvah shen istavi yisrael kaim klisas la'aretz nehagas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzlaretz, any mitzvah that klay yisrael was commanded to do the mitzvah prior to coming to Eretz Yisrael, as they could do that mitzvah, since it was a mitzvah that was a chayvus haguf, then that mitzvah will be noig in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz Laaretz. However, those mitzvahs that la'achrik Yisrael Laaretz, that the only time that you could actually do the mitzvah is once you got into Eretz Yisrael, as that mitzvahs that tluyas ba'aretz in Hegas el ba'aretz, those mitzvahs are only noig in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. Chutz min hashmatas ksafim b'shiluach avadim, aside for the mitzvah of hashmatas ksafim, mitzvah not to collect your chayvus once shmita comes and is mishabing those loans b'shiluach avadim, also the mitzvah to release the avodim, sha'afal pishin etzdav alein la'achik yisas la'aretz, as although these mitzvahs are mitzvahs at tluyas ba'aretz, nehagas bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz la'aretz, they're still noyeg both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. In a moment, the Gemara will explain that why is it that we would think that hashmatas ksafim and shiluach avodim are considered mitzvahs at tluyas ba'aretz, if l'chari that clearly mitzvahs that are chayvus haguf, as you have a responsibility to cancel out loans, and you have a responsibility to send your avodim out free, and they have nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues that how could Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon state that hashmatas ksafim is an exception to the general rule that anything which is a mitzvah tluyas ba'aretz is only noyeg in Eretz Yisrael, if l'maisa hashmatas ksafim chayvus hagufi, that the din of hashmatas ksafim is a chayv on a person and not on kaka, and therefore certainly it's going to be noyeg in Eretz Yisrael as well as chutz la'aretz. And the Gemara answers le'nitzucha el chetanya, that the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is based on the following brayso. The tanya, as we learn to the brayso, Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi states the pasuk in Pashas Ru'ei b'negei shmitas ksafim states v'zed v'hashmita shamoit kol bal mashi yodai since the Torah uses a double lashon and says v'zed v'hashmita shamayit b'shtei shmitas hakos medaber, Rabbi teaches us that we're talking about two different types of shmitas. Achas shmitas kaka, one is the din of shmitas kaka, v'achas shmitas ksafim, and also teaching us the din of shmitas ksafim. Therefore, we have a comparison between Shemitah's Kaka and Shemitah's Ksofim, Bizman Shatim Misham Kaka Atim Misham Ksofim, when there's a din of Shemitah's Kaka, then there's also a din of Shemitah's Ksofim, Bizman Shatim Misham Kaka, but in a time when there's no din of Shemitah's Kaka, Yatim Misham Ksofim, then the din of Shemitah's Ksofim doesn't apply either. Rashi explains, when is a time that there's no Shemitah Kaka, could go in Bamidbo, Ulachajagolo, either at the time of the Midbar or once Klai Yisrael went to Golis, and therefore Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is coming to Mechadesh to us, then you may think that since Shemitah's Kaka is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz and it's only relevant in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, so one may think that we should also compare the din of Shemitah's Kaka to Shemitah's Ksofim, and we should say that the only time that Shemitah's Ksofim applies is only in Eretz Yisrael, just like Shemitah's Kaka only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is Mechadesh to us that Talmud Lomed that the pasuk at the end of the pasuk in Re'eh states, Kikar Shemitah Lashem, Mikol Mokim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu always calls it Shemitah, even though Shemitah's Kaka only applies in Eretz Yisrael, however, Shemitah's Ksofim applies all over, and even in Chutz La'aretz, there is a mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksofim. And once again, the Gemara continues, and asks Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Shiluach Avadim, Chayvus HaGufi, that what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? The mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim applies in Chutz La'aretz, if certainly it should apply, since it's Chayvus HaGuf, not one of the mitzvahs Hatluyas Baretz. And the Gemara answers, once again, Sach Daitachmina, that you may have thought, Hail Viksiv, which cross some Jar Baretz, since the Pasuk in Bahar regarding Yovel states, Vikidash Mishnasa Chamishim Shmona, cross some Jar Baretz, the Chol Yeshvea, Yovel Hi Tielachem, Mishaftim Ishal Chuzasa, Vishal Mishpachta Tishuvol, since the Terry specifies Benegea Yovel and Benegea giving freedom to Avadim Baretz, so we think, Baretzim, Chutz La'aretz Loi, that the only time that the mitzvah of Shiluch Avadim applies is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, Talmud Loima, and therefore the Terry states, Yovel Hi Mikol Mokim, that it was always Yovel, and it doesn't make a difference as to the place that you are, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, you always have to let your Avadim free. And if that's true, then why did Pasuk say that Krasim Jar Ba'aretz, which is Mashma only in Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara explains that in Chinami, that the din of Yovel is totally in Eretz Yisrael, but again, one din, as Bizman Shah Jar Noeg Ba'aretz, Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz, in Jar Noeg Ba'aretz, in Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz, that the only time that Yovel is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz is only if the din of Yovel is Noeg Ba'aretz Yisrael. And for example, as we know, if Kol Yisrael are not Darim Ba'aretz Yisrael, for example, once some of the Shvatim went to Golis, then the din of Yovel was no longer Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, and once it was no longer Noeg in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Noeg in Chutz La'aretz either. And some explain that if they didn't blow Shofar in Eretz Yisrael, or if they didn't send out the Avadim in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they didn't actually perform the mitzvah of Yovel in Eretz Yisrael, then the mitzvah of Yovel, for example, sending out your Avadim, would not pertain in Chutz La'aretz either. The Gemara continues that although we said from Rabbi Shimon Bar that the mitzvah of Chodosh, of Orla and Klayim are all going to be Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, and it's mashma that they all have the same din, as we learned it based on a Kavachayma, however, we will bring a Mishnah Masechet Orla that will actually not say like that. The Gemara continues, Tan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Orla, HaChodesh Asim Atari B'chol Mokim, that Chodesh is Asim Midiraisa in any place, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. And of course, this is like the Shita Rabbi Elazar Mishnah, that even though the Torah states Meshvei Seichem, the Lashon Meshavais refers to any place that a person lives, therefore the Issa of Chodesh applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. However, the Mishnah continues that although our Mishnah stated that Orla and Klayim also apply in Chutz La'aretz, however, the Mishnah Masechet Orla states, Orla Halacha, that the reason why Orla pertains in Chutz La'aretz and is Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz is based on Halacha, which we will see what that means in a moment, about Klayim Midivrei Seferim, and the only reason why Klai Karim will be Asa in Chutz La'aretz is only Midivrei Seferim. And the Gemara asks, my Halacha, what did the Mishnah mean in Masechet Orla when it states that Orla is Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz based on Halacha? So there's a machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Echran. And as the Gemara brings, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbi Yehuda states the name of Shmuel, Hilchas Medina, the reason why Orla was Noeg in Chutz La'aretz was based on the way that people actually acted, and this is based on a minig, and as Rashi states, Hilchas Medina, and Higu Heimaleim B'Chutz La'aretz. If he said the reason why Orla is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabbanan, well, the Ula Amar Rabbi Echran, Ula states the name of Rabbi Echran, Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, and the Mishnah Masechtas Orla states that Orla is Noeg B'Chutz La'aretz based on Halacha, it means it's based on Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, and of course this would be a Din Neraisa, and therefore according to Ula it comes out that Orla and Chodesh are Noeg in Chutz La'aretz based on Din Neraisa, and Klayim is only Noeg Midivrei Seferim, and Amar Ula L'Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Ula asked the following question Rabbi Yehuda, Bishleim L'Dida Amina Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, that certainly according to me it makes a lot of sense that I hold that the Din of Orla that's Noeg in Chutz La'aretz is based on a Neraisa, as it's Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, Hayim D'Shanlan Bin Tzavik Orla L'Tzavik Klayim, therefore we can understand why in the Mishnah Orla there's a chiluk between Safek Orla, where we're more machmer than Safek Klayim, and since Safek Orla is Duraisa, therefore, of course, Safek Duraisa is going to be more chomer than the case of Suffolk Klayim, which is only a Suffolk Medivri Seferim, and therefore we're going to be more makel. And the Gemara will now bring two Mishnayos in Masechtas Arla, and although we will have to explain these Mishnayos much better, and we will do so once we finish with the question and answer, however, Lemaisa, since the main point of the question is from the third point of each of these Mishnayos, therefore we will focus on that point first. So the Mishnah in Masechtas Arla states that Tnan, Suffolk Arla Ba'aretz Asa, if someone has Paris which are Suffolk Arla and they're in Eretz Yisrael, then they're going to be Asar. And Rashi says that there are two ways to have Suffolk Arla. Number one, Suffolk Arla Shal Shanim. We aren't certain if this tree already had 3 years and already was grown for 3 years. Inami, or there could be a case of Padi Sheish B'Nitiyas Arla V'Shanitiyas, that there's an orchard where there are trees that are within the first 3 years, and there are also trees that are past the first 3 years and past the year of Netar Vai. The Lokat Ayvichavim and Apiris for Inu Dua Mechon, and Ayvichavim took from these Paris, and we're not sure which Paris the Ayvichavim is selling you. And the Mishnah Masechtas Arla teaches us that if in Eretz Yisrael, then it'll be also for you to eat from these Paris, and it'll also be also for you to buy these Paris from a Goy. However, B'Suria, if you're in Suria, then it'll be Mutta, that B'Dievet, if a Goy already picked these Paris, then you could buy these Paris from a Goy, but you're not allowed to go to the Goy and say specifically that I want you to go and pick Paris for me, and I will buy those Paris from you. And Rashi explains that this Mishnah holds like the Manda Omar, that Kibush Yachad Loi Shmei Kibush, and therefore Aram Tzeva, meaning Syria, was not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we will make B'negea Aram Tzeva and B'negea Syria. That is why, as long as we have a suffix, if this Paris are from Paris of Arlo or not, you're allowed to eat those Paris and you're allowed to buy them from a guy. Keep in mind that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph will ask that Lachera, according to Ula, that holds that the din of Arlo is applicable even in Chutzards based on Lach Lamed Shemisinai. So Lachera, which will also say that Suffolk do Rice is a Chabra, and Ayin Rashi brings down the Teretz of the Gemara that Emo Kach Nemer Halacha, that let us say that that was the way that Halacha was given to us, that Sveka Mutta B'Chutzards Uvada Asa, that the only time that Arlo is Asa in Chutzards is only when it's Vade Arlo. However, the original Lach Lamed Shemisinai taught us that if there was a Suffolk on Arlo and Chutzlards, then that would be Muttatas. Really, in truth, any time you have a Suffolk Arlo and Chutzlards, it should be Mutta. And even if you tell a guy to go and pick for you Paris that are on a tree, which is Suffolk Arlo, it should really be Mutta to do so. However, there is a chash that maybe someone will confuse Syria and Eretz Yisrael, since they're so close by to each other, and people consider Syria as part of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Rabbanu Magaiza, that you shouldn't go and tell a guy to go and pick for you Paris, and you'll buy those Paris, and they only matter it once the guy already picked it, that b'dievet you could buy those Paris from a guy. And finally, we get to the main point of that Mishnah, that the Mishnah states, b'chutzlaretz yoyev lekech, v'vachshalo yiren lekech, that once someone's in chutzlaretz and they're not in Syria either, then you already could go and you could tell a guy to go and pick Paris for you, and you'll buy them from him, even l'chatchila, as long as the Jew did not actually see the guy picking the Paris from a tree that had a suffix, if it's Arlo or not. Certainly, even in chutzlaretz, a Jew can't go and pick fruits off a tree which is suffix Arlo. And the Gemara now continues and contrasts the din of Arlo to the din that we find by the Gei Klayim, which is also going to be a Mishnah in Masechtas Arla, as Be'ilu Gabi Klayim Tnan, and B'degei Klayim, we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Arla, Karaman Atur Yarek, that if you have a vineyard that is planted with your rakais, and certainly any peers that come from that land is Klaya Karam and would be Asa. The Mishnah teaches V'yarek Nimka Chutzlai, that you have your rakais that are being sold right outside that field, so Be'eretz Asa. Now, even though you're not sure that these peers came from that land, and Eretz Sol would be Asa, as certainly Safik Duraisa would be Lachumra, and the Mishnah continues B'suria Mutta, that B'dievet, once these urakas are being sold outside of this land and a guy is selling them to you, you'd be mutta to buy them from the guy. The Mishnah now tells us a major chiddush that b'chutzlaretz, that if you're in chutzlaretz, then if you have a field that is mamish klaya kerem, yoyev v'loikate, then you could tell a guy to actually go and pick pears for you from the field that is klaya kerem, and we know that these urakas are vade klaya kerem. However, v'vad shalo yulka biyad, that you shouldn't go and pick them by himself, and as Rashi says, hachava atzma biyad, that the chava should not pick them by himself. And we see a major kula b'negea klaya kerem in chutzlaretz. Therefore, based on these two mishnayos, Ula asked the following question to Rabbi Huda that stayed over the name of Shmuel. The din of Ola is based on Hilchos Medina and not based on Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai. That Bishlema, according to me, it makes a lot of sense that there's a major chula between Ola and Klaya Kerem. Since Ola and chutzlaretz is a Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai, therefore certainly we could be machmer in the case of Ola more than the case of Klaya Kerem, which is only Medivrei Seferim. However, Ula continues and asks Rabbi Huda, El Dudutcha, and we continue on Daf Lam Tesem and Alf, Nisnei Oizev Zer Yoyev Lekech, Oizev Zer Yoyev Lekech, that there should be no chilut between the din of Arlo and Chutzlaretz and the din of Klaya Kerem and Chutzlaretz. Either in both cases we should be machmer, and Yisrael should not be able to tell the guy to go and pick pears for him, and he should only be able to go and buy pears from him but the Eved once the guy already picked his pears, or both by Klaya Kerem or by Arlo and Chutzlaretz we should be Mekel, and we should say that Yisrael could even tell a guy to go and pick pears from Vadai Klayakirim and from Vadai Orla, and this should not be a problem because they're both the Rabbanon. The Gemara answers that Ha'amalei Shmuel Rabbanon, that Yehuda responded back to Ula, that in Chinami, that Shmuel said to Rabbanon, Tni, that in these Mishnayas, we should either learn, Oy Zevazer Yoyev Lekech, Oy Zevazer Yoyev Lekech, that in Chinami, both Mishnahs, the same dinner would apply, that either we're going to be Machme or we're going to be Mekel, and both have the same dinim as both the din of Klayakirim and of Orla B'chutzlaritz are both Midrabbanon. The Gemara continues, Ma Breid Rabbanon Masni Lei, the Ma Breid Rabbanon actually learned in both Mishnas Lakula, both in the Mishnah B'degea Orla and B'degea Klayakirim, he was gerus that if you're in Chutzlaritz, that Yoyer V'leiket Uvachle Yichub Yad, they could even tell a guy to go and pick for you pears, and he could buy those pears from the guy as long as you yourself do not go and pick those pears that are either Vadei Klayakirim or Vadei Orla. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Levi L'Shmuel, Levi would say to Shmuel, Aryeich, and Rashi teaches us in Maseches Shabbos as well as in Maseches Menachos that Shmuel was called Aryeich because he was a Baki in Dinan and he was a Shofet like a Melech that was Shofet al Eretz, which is a Lashon of Recha, which is a Melech. A Lashon Melech, Kamoi Guri Ari Yehuda, Lahari Kar L'Shmuel Aryeich, Kedekai Malon, Halacha Shmuel Bedina, as we know that Halacha Fal Shmuel by Dinam, Kehechad Dinan Machusa Dina, and this is similar to Dinan Machusa, which is a Din, and therefore we call him the King. And Rashi Maseches Chulin says that this is similar to the name of Aryeich Melech Halasa, which is the name of one of the four kings mentioned in Pashas Lech Lecha. We know that the halacha follows Shmuel Bedine, since Levi felt like Shmuel that Orla and Chutz Laaretz is only Midrabbanon, therefore he said Safekli Vanoichel that you should go and pick Orla for me, and you shouldn't tell me where you got it for me, and therefore it should be a suffix to me as to if this is Orla or not, and therefore I will be able to eat it. Rab Avi Rabba Rav Chanon Misafka Svukil Adodi, they would take pears from one to the other and give each other pears, and they wouldn't tell each other where the pears were from, and really they were from Orla, and it was no problem because once again they were Mekel in the din of Orla and Chutz Laaretz because they felt that the din of Orla is only Midrabbanan, and we will stop over here.